Hi, Funny Bunny.
Hi, Neggy Ninja.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 9 of If You'd Ask a Kiss K-pop There's a glitch in the matrix.
Sorry, it was a secret, man. There is no magic.
In this episode, we talk about usual comeback and comebacks and random news. We talk about why Yuno is the king of K-pop, the
Yes.
Mushroom King Yuno. This return of the game. This song is being a sneaky YouTuber and Funny Bunny's lifelong anger towards the
Da, da,
netizens. And I second that opinion. Okay, let's start. Segment one, news. What up? What happened this week?
So,
Oh,
where's
wait. First of all, I'm giving you a challenge.
okay.
Funny Bunny has the challenge this week to run through quick news within a minute and with, or?
2 minutes, please.
No, 2 minutes and comeback and debut news within a minute.
Okay, sure.
Three, two, one, go.
So, quick news. Red Velvet's Wendy is preparing for her solo debut as well as CLC's Thorn. So, at one point soon, they're gonna have solo stuff released. So, then a collaboration happening that people are excited for. I'm personally not, but okay. It's IU and Dean. So, if you are into these people, yay, they're collaborating. Then NCT is making history because they're using Twitter Spaces as the first K-pop idols talking to each other.
Wow.
Very exciting. Jessica, from a former Girls' Generation member, is releasing a new album and she's gonna have her second book released soonish. So look out for that if you haven't been aware of that. So, and Day 6's Sungjin, Kapchagi, disappeared to the army. Kapchagi means suddenly, if you don't know.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, well, he just announced, "Bye, I'm leaving." That was very surprising. Stray Kids is celebrating an achievement. They have 200 million views for GOT's Menu MV, which is the first fourth generation K-pop group that reached that. Done with the
You aced this
quick
challenge because
news.
you made it in like a minute and 10 seconds.
Great. So
All right, ace the next challenge. Now come back and debut news.
yes.
Run.
So. Newest is releasing their first full-length album in 7 years, and we are excited. They
Very
are,
excited about this.
yes, they are around for a long time, so we're looking forward to this. Then Wavy released a new song, which is called Kickback. So if you are into Wavy, then check it out. It's very fun. I think the video is also kind of nice to watch. Then Rain and Jackson Wang, former member of, no, still not former, it's still GOT7. GOT7 is still there. Don't panic. They released a song together called Magnetic. If you're into these two people, go and check it out. I personally didn't like it that much, but who cares? Then Cosmic Girls also is gonna have a comeback soon, this month, late March, exactly. And Astro wanted to release something, but they pushed back their comeback until April. That's it.
I think I'm gonna give you challenges from now on so that we keep our. We should give each other challenges so we keep our episodes short.
Great.
Okay. Next, some random news. Tell me.
This is gonna take a bit longer now, I guess.
Yeah.
So, first, there is a girl group called Brave Girls that have been around since 2011 or 12, I think 11 even. So, and they, for the first time in 10 years, they ever made it to number one spot in the chart with their song Rollin', which is actually already 4 years old. And it just suddenly went viral because someone did a YouTube video editing of it with some comments and whatever. So it suddenly got people excited, and now they have their first win. And it's kind of nice to see.
Yeah.
Been around for 10 years,
Something
and finally
for
they're
that pays off
winning.
for their hard work.
Yes, I think their fans must be happy, and they probably must have been happy too. I think one of the members recently said they were about to disband or like quit the group. So good job on this
Whoever
one.
made that video.
Exactly. So, and then Ice One, Ice One is gonna be disbanded in the end of April. Their contract ends, and well, apparently their fans suddenly decided to boycott CJ Entertainment, which is basically the company behind Mnet also. And as Ice One was like, as 101 also, like a group mixed out of people from different companies, well, they get disbanded now, and fans are protesting and boycotting, and I think it does not make sense, because what is this one company supposed to do when all these idols that are in different companies?
Mm-hmm. Especially that this is not just sudden news, that we already knew this.
Yes, like everyone could have been prepared for that, man. Don't cling to a group that is like made like this. All these companies want their idols back because now they're probably even more successful and they bring more money.
They
so
have plans for them.
Why would they just leave them there? So I think it's a very useless boycotting thing. But okay, if
it's fans going a bit crazy,
if that's where you want to put your money in, then go ahead and rent some trucks to protest outside of that company. Mm-hmm. So then one whole former member of Monsta X, now he's a solo artist, and he is going to have an online concert, and he's asking fans to come up with dances for his songs. So basically you can record yourself in a video that is maximum of 2 minutes, I think, and dancing to random songs of his, and then they will be included in his concert, and then he will watch these videos, and then he will try to follow your dance moves. So it sounds like a cute and funny interaction with his fans. So if you are a dancer and you want to be part of this, then go ahead.
Or if you just want to be part of this, you can do some funny dances. It doesn't matter. And he's going to watch
it. It would be actually really funny if all the fans would go and would like do really stupid Pabo stuff. Like really.
Yeah,
just so he has
to
follow it.
Do stupid stuff and him following it.
And then Cypher, which is a group that is supposed to debut soon, and they are with the company that belongs to Rain. And so this group, they revealed that Rain banned them from dating. Which means they are not allowed, like, for the first 5 years with, like, after debut, they are not allowed to date. And he says because, well, first, they're going to be so busy, they don't have time for dating. Yeah. And second, as they are still in the beginning, they cannot afford this kind of attention because, well, obviously, you know how K-pop groups need their fans to be addicted to them. So, and if they're having a girlfriend, what's the point?
Yeah, well, every group is like that, no? I mean, why is this so surprising with Cypher, I guess?
Well, it's not surprising.
At least, well, most groups are like
I think it's just probably, maybe interesting that they already stated that before they even debuted.
Yeah, and actually, I think what's interesting is mostly that Rain coming out and saying, because this and this and that.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, that's that. Then, just some random weird thing. So there is a mom who is a huge fan of GOT7. And she wants her daughter to get married to one of the GOT7 people. And she went to see, what is it called? Tell me.
What?
These fortune tellers.
Fortune teller.
Yes, exactly. So she went to see a fortune teller, and because she has that issue that she wants her daughter to marry one of the GOT7 people. But now we have to know that her daughter is 15 years younger than Yugyeom, and Yugyeom is the youngest out of the GOT7 people. I was like, okay, what is this crazy? Mom, why the hell do you want your kid to marry one of the GOT7 people? Okay, she says because they are very nice and so on, and I think she's weirdly crazy in love with them, and it's weird. But the funny thing is that the daughter is absolutely not interested in getting married to any of the GOT7 people.
Yeah, she probably, if the magnet is like 15 years older than her, she probably looks at them and she thinks, oh my god, these old people.
Yeah, why she's probably like, what? So what? She's probably like 11 or something like that. Who cares?
Especially if the mom is a fan of them, she must think, oh my god, these old people that my mom likes, and makes even more.
That's very funny. So, and then my God, there is a new scandal. Imagine.
Oh
So Dongbang
no.
Shinki's Yuno was investigated
Oh no.
because he broke the social distancing rules. So he went
Yeah, the
out,
curfew in this
yes,
case.
he went out with a friend and they went to a restaurant. So far, so good. And they have a curfew, which is 10 p.m. and they were there until midnight. Shocker.
No.
Yes. Huge scandal. And
Bad
then
oppa.
he released an apology. Actually, it is it's a nice apology. I mean, he kept on saying like he's very sorry and that he's also angry with himself that he even did that, and he's sorry to the people that are working within the health
Care.
care, exactly. Because they're doing a good job and he acted like an idiot doing this and
Yeah,
whatever.
actually, from that perspective, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, he apologized. But what I thought was especially funny that no one really got into the scandal. Like, no one went and, like, how dare you know? But everyone was just like, yeah, it's okay. He's been in the business for 20 years. This is the first scandal that he has, and it's not even that bad. He just was in a restaurant with his friend for longer than like he was supposed to. It's okay, we forgive him. So
Everybody's
even
got a soft spot for King
yes, it
Yuno,
seems like it. But then actually also what I thought, okay, so he went out there until like, so the curfew is 10 p.m. so why is the restaurant even still open?
huh? Yeah, because the restaurant is open for King Yuno. Excuse me.
I see, okay. And then some random thing. So there is a university which is called Hovan University, and they are debuting their first girl group under their new K-pop department. So this university created a whole department for K-pop where you can train to become a K-pop idol, where you can study how to become a K-pop idol. And well, the group is called Acer, as I remember. And well, the song that they have an MV out now, and I think it's very nice, actually. I think the song it sounds good, but it's interesting. So I'm gonna be a K-pop
I
idol
went
and I'm
to
gonna study it.
K-pop
I'm
university.
gonna go to K-pop university, but
Screw SM and JYP. I'm from a university.
yes, I studied this. Well, it's interesting. Yeah. So
It is
if you want
interesting.
to, then believe you now you can go and try to enroll in
Yeah, you
this
don't have to go through
university
an
to.
entertainment company. You just have to go through this university. And then,
Yep.
apparently, as you said earlier, they also are planning to have programs for like music production and stuff like that. So it's even if you're not interested in being an idol, you can still be in the business through this university. So
Yes, exactly.
go study there if you want to.
Yes. And now I still have some random stuff concerning all these bullying news, which I shall
Because
just.
it's an endless
Yes, it's an
story.
endless story and it will still be there for a while. So now, after everything that happened, is like some of the K-dramas and advertisements, they're intending to add some school violence penalty to their contracts. So to make sure that if they have a idol in like under a contract for something, for commercials or whatever, that if something like this happens again, that they get compensation from the companies or the idols or whatever. So yeah, whatever. I'm gonna talk about this later. Then G Idol Soojin, so she was also accused of being a bully, and she met with her victim, but the victim actually said, so they met, and but Soojin said she cannot remember even doing this, and she denied everything, so the victim is not satisfied with the outcome of this. Yeah. Then also about Soojin, so it was her birthday recently, and Cube Entertainment posted a message congratulating her, and the fans and the netizens, the
The netizens.
netizens, keep this word in mind,
Yeah.
they are hating on the entertainment company for posting, like saying happy birthday to that person. Okay. And then we go for Stray Kids Hyunjin, who is also accused. So Stray Kids is in the lineup for Kingdom, and So they recorded their first episode recently, and apparently without Hyunjin. After
is it gonna change something if I bring protest trucks in front of Kingdom so that they CJ Entertainment again so that they bring Hyunjin back? I'm gonna bring protest trucks. Yeah, watch me.
Tried it. Maybe I have to bring the trucks in front of the netizens. And protest in front of the netizens. Okay, and then also, so Stray Kids is under a contract with the cosmetic brand Clio, and after the scandal happened, they cancelled like the whole campaign. They took off everything and they deleted all the pictures and whatever, and then there was the statement of the company saying they could sue Hyunjin for this. And then now the company, they had a talk with JYP, obviously, and they decided to continue using Stray Kids as ambassadors for their brand, but without Hyunjin. So, and now the posts are back. There are pictures again of the Stray Kids people apart from Hyunjin. And they also said like something like, yeah, the statement about the suing was inappropriate, especially as this was not completely discussed internal. So, yeah. They took a step back on that thing. So Stray Kids is back for Clio apart from Hyunjin. So that's it with the news. How did I do?
Very well. You did very well, my friend. I'm very proud of you.
Yay.
Great. So let's move to the next segment.
Yippee.
Segment three, two, likes and dislikes.
Yes. How about you start? I've been talking a lot in the news. You start.
My like of this week was a shocker to me, but I like it. I was not aware of this at all, but seems like Daesung, a member of Big Bang, who was in the army for a while and returned about like... 9 months ago, a bit less than a year ago, he came back of the, like, he finished his military service and he has been completely, like, laying low. And everybody thought, well, Big Bang in general, they are just all laying low, right? So, but then apparently, suddenly, he hasn't been completely laying low because he has been uploading YouTube covers, like, playing the drum under this name D-Splay, like D apostrophe and then S-Play. And he has been posting for like 8 months already. He has been posting drum covers.
So he's just drumming, being a cool drummer.
Yeah, he is being a cool drummer on YouTube anonymously, and I love this. And I just
yeah, it's actually funny. I think
subscribe to the show.
Yeah, I think he went from like 80 subscribers or something to 20,000 or something like this.
Yeah, and by now when I subscribed, it was 140.
But I'm wondering, actually, so as he has not been, like, promoting this actively, if he is actually happy about it now. Because I think, as I remember that, so Taeyang was the person that gave the secret away. Because someone asked him about, like, what is happening to Daesung, why is it that, why haven't we been hearing anything of him? And then he just commented with that
display. Yeah.
And then the fans... figured it out quickly. I mean, it's kind of interesting because also I think the first thing that he did was a Big Bang song.
Yes, and then he did the GD song.
Yeah, so it was not completely hidden, but people were just not... I mean, okay, how do you search for that?
Where would you find a random drummer?
Would you search for Daesung secret...
Or if you find hobby. A drum cover of somebody playing a Big Bang song, you're going to think, okay, nice, that's it, whatever. Right?
Yes, yeah. But so I'm wondering if he's actually thinking, great, now I have all these followers, like, or not.
Let's see. I don't know. I hope so. So this is my like of the week, especially that I personally used to like this song a lot in Big Bang. So I'm happy that I can watch him drum.
I know. You can focus on your hands. On his hands, I mean.
On his hands. I have a weird obsession with hands, you people. I don't need the face.
I just need the hands. Ooh. Okay. Keep it PG.
What is your line?
13.
What? Keep it PG. Yeah. Excuse me.
So
I'm a respectful lady.
Yes, exactly. So my like of the week is Spotify and Kakao Entertainment finally settled their licensing dispute. Sol,
Oh my
which
God.
means all the KakaoM artists are back to Spotify. And the best thing about it is because I was afraid, I have this huge K-pop playlist that I keep on adding and adding and adding, and I was afraid, and then I have to add all these things again, and then my playlist is completely not how it is supposed to be. But actually, they made it in a way that the songs edit themselves again
Back,
by
yeah.
themselves and in the correct order, even with the time that you use to edit yourself. So, yay for that! So, Nagi Ninja, what is your dislike?
My dislike is this news. Apparently, there seems to be a rookie group called Cookie, like the cookie that you eat. I don't care about this group. They can do whatever the hell they want. I'm fine with them. The only issue is that it came to my attention. It was brought to my attention that the average age of this group, and brace yourselves, 13, like 1-3. These
Yes.
people, these babies, are thrown into one of the worst industries in the world, not as trainees, but actually as debuting, with an average age of 13 among the members. What the hell? Like, I feel like I need to run and kidnap these girls and hide them somewhere. Protect the babies. What the hell? I mean, what the hell is wrong with the parents, actually?
I actually think this is kind of bad. I mean,
Okay,
I
I
know
might
that
not
there.
know that maybe one family might be like super, like they might having some financial issues and they want the money and whatever. But you're selling your kids, literally. 13, they are debuting at
Yeah,
13. What do they even
I
know?
mean, there were like K-pop idols they deb that debuted in a young age. I mean, Taemin, I think, was also only 14 when he
14,
debuted,
he
but like
was.
the other members were mostly older. But I think like a whole group of 30, like what is what? Like
Who's taking
I'm
care of
wondering what
who?
kind of songs they're gonna do and who is the target for this group. Especially, I've seen a picture of them, and so they're already like putting all kind of makeup in their faces to make them look more adult already. And then
Yeah,
there
so
was,
what's the point?
yes, and then
Fake
my thinking, like, this is
17-year-olds.
whole just creepy. Like, I don't want to have 13-year-old girls being all sexed up for the public.
No, I'm pretty sure they're gonna go for super cute. I think they're gonna go for super cute. At least I hope so. But it's just that the fact that these 13-year-olds, the average is 13, so there are people under 13. Oh my God, I cannot even believe this. Ooh. They are thrown into this monster that is the K-pop industry. Like, that's true. Some people debuted at 14, like the guy from that T1419 or whatever. But there, the other members were much older. So at least when you have one.
Yeah, at least
I'm
you
still
might have
against
like some
members
people
debuting at
protecting
14, to
you.
be honest. But 14 being the average age, or 13 being the average age, it's no.
Yes, and it
I'm.
seems like the people are also a bit torn about it. So some people are sharing your opinion on this, and some people are saying it's okay because they are cute and they at least they are wearing age appropriate clothes. And this actually was my
True.
favorite sentence of the news: age appropriate clothes. So they are all wearing like these school
School
uniforms,
uniforms
which brings me
that
to:
older
so
people.
does that mean we can finally get rid of the school uniforms for the older people, please?
If this is not age appropriate for 13 average,
Then please make all these other idols that are old already stop wearing them.
I
Ah.
feel like I need to sit down with the parents and discuss with them what the hell they are doing.
This
Okay, but
is.
not my kid, not my problem, but nevertheless, I dislike the
Let's
fact
hope
that
that
there is
these
a group
kids
of
are being at
people.
least somehow protected by their company, I hope.
I hope
But
so too.
knowing K-pop, I don't think so. Sorry. So,
What is your dislike?
my dislike, I'm a bit scared to mention it, but
Yeah, go for
so
it if you want.
if you are on Instagram or whatever, and then maybe you follow Wonho, and maybe you've seen some of his recent pictures, which show a lot of muscles in interesting positions. Like, I'm very sorry, but these pictures are a bit too much. I don't like it. It's like a
I think
big,
I unfollowed him because of that, honestly.
show off. I mean, it's okay that he looks handsome, and it's okay that he's proud of his muscles and whatever. Like, I give him that. He's good to look at, and he has an amazing body. But the way that he takes these pictures are a bit borderline erotic. If you ask me.
Yes. But I remember that one picture that you showed me when he was like naked and then holding a blanket or something. It was a white blanket or something like this. And you showed it to me and I was like, there are kids seeing this.
Yes. And then I just, I think it's just, to me, it gives a big poser, a big show-off vibe, a big player vibe, and that's just something I don't necessarily like. Maybe he is a completely nice person, but like someone who is doing these kind of things, he has to have some certain level of
platitude.
Yes.
I just made up this word, right?
But it fits. And I'm not a fan of it. So yeah, that's my dislike. Yeah. Please want to go back
anyways,
to nicer.
Anyways, you're the ambassador of the campaign to provide every K-pop idol with a shirt anyway.
Yeah, one who also shall get pants.
So one who is getting a whole outfit.
Yes, exactly.
Sometimes including underwear, I think.
Yes, I think so too. Okay.
All right, let's move to the next segment. Segment 3, if you'd ask us.
Exactly.
I think Funny Bunny has a lot to say today, so she might be. She has a lot on her chest.
Probably.
So
I don't know if it's a lot. But it's just something that has been probably building up for years, and these days it's back in my attention even more.
If you would summarize this issue in one word, what would it be?
It's netizens. When I hear this word, if you'd ask me, this word needs to be banned from K-pop world. I don't even know. So every time something happens in K-pop, scandals or not scandals or whatever, releases, comebacks, idols, whatever, you always will hear this news and it's gonna say like, netizens have said, netizens are shocked, netizens are enraged, blah 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 blah. And then there's also a K netizens, well, which is even more enraged mostly.
Yeah.
So okay, netizens, obviously, it's the people that use the internet and that are commenting on everything. And I feel like, can they just shut up? I really don't want to hear this anymore. It's like, it doesn't matter what happens. So, an idol is dating. Netizens are shocked that he's dating or she is dating. Man, they are dating, it's their life. Who cares? Keep your mouth shut. Don't talk about this. Stay out of this. It's not your business, man. And then, right now, because of all these bullying things, so netizens are enraged because the birthday greetings. Netizens are enraged because of them, the bullying issues themselves. And, man, these netizens are the biggest bullies themselves, man.
Oh, yeah.
Who is bullying more than these?
Who the hell are these netizens even?
Yeah, who are these netizens?
And who gave them the power to access the internet? Oh my god.
Yeah, it's really. So, the whole. In Korea, the whole country is pointing fingers at people for everything and for the bullying. I think, man, this. We've been discussing this already before, but this is a whole society problem. So, probably, I'm guessing 80% of these netizens probably at one point in their life bullied someone themselves, especially with Korea. Korea has is like a country that has like very, like we already said, black or white standards. So they know exactly this is counted as pretty or this is counted as talented or this is counted as whatever. So they have fixed opinions. And so if someone is not meeting the standard, then it's easy for them to say this person is ugly. Just like this. The person is ugly. So who are you to decide who is ugly? Are you the queen of prettiness? Man, just leave them alone. What is this? And for the bullying, okay, so I've been reading up a bit about it because I wanted to know if there are any preventions for bullying in Korea, like what is happening, like what is the society doing to make the things better? Because so now you read all the news of this one is a bully, this one is a bully, this one did this and whatever, but I did not get any news whatsoever saying, so why is this even an issue? Why are people being bullied or being bullies? And like what could be done to make it better? These news I did not read anywhere. I just read a lot of blame, like me, this person did that. So, but nothing to make it better. So I found the Blue Tree Foundation, which is a foundation that everyone can support if they want to. You can go ahead and donate money for it, and they are actually taking care, like they're putting the money into like a hotline for bullied kids. They are putting the money in like taking care of victims, but they're also putting money in prevention, like so
Campaigns.
campaigns, or like they're offering schools some kind of
A workshop or
yeah,
something
some
like this
workshops
for
on this topic, but also they are offering that kind of thing to the parents, like be it the parents of victims, but also being the parents of kids who are afraid their kids might be bullies. So
So
they're,
basically a lot of support on a lot of
yes.
levels.
And also, so the guy who first found that foundation. So he is the father of a son who killed himself because he was bullied in school, and this was already a while ago, many years ago already. And so because of this incident, he decided to like start changing things, because up
At least
to
somebody's doing
I think
something.
it was already like in 1990 or something, so a long time ago. So and he has been aware, like, okay, there is a problem in the society. He's like also saying, okay, it's not even like just the kids' fault that these kind of things is happening. It's also just the whole society, like that you can, as a victim, go to the teachers and tell them what is happening, and then the teachers would just say, yeah, you should just toughen up. And you don't tell your parents because the parents don't want to know, because they don't want to know that their kids is a failure that is bullied. And so no one is ever telling anything to the bullies also. So it's a whole society problem. But instead of the netizens going and saying, okay, there needs something to be changed, no, we just go and say, these 10 idols are bullies and they shall suffer. Because we made it so, because we're the almighty netizens that are perfect human beings that never did anything wrong in our lives. We
And they
are,
are not bullying anyone online
yes,
right
it's
now
not like they're
whatsoever.
not just bullying people out of their jobs right now. So, or there was a news about a girl group member, a rookie girl group member, I think from UA, is it called UA? UA? What is the group called? Is there a group like this? Yeah, no, UA, UA. Not UA, it's UA, UA is someone
Ooh,
else.
oh yeah, they debuted like a few months ago, no?
Yes, so this girl has done, her name is Nana, and she's done a live broadcast, and then she was talking to the fans that were commenting, and then there was someone suddenly just showing up and saying, you're ugly. And the person kept on saying, you're ugly, you're ugly, you're ugly, and she got bothered by it more and more. But I mean, the fans went and said, no, that's not true, you're pretty and whatever. But still, like, who is this
That's how
netizen?
shit happened. Who is this netizen?
Who is this netizen that decides I'm gonna join this live broadcast of this idol that I obviously don't care about and just comment, you're ugly, until this girl probably goes back to sleep and cries? Who is this bullying netizen that just goes and, I mean, come on. Most people are normal human beings. They don't have stylists and whatever, so they're probably looking quite normal. Who are these people to judge on someone is ugly or not ugly? Or
Absolutely.
this person is a big bully, or this person is, I don't know, did this and that, and they get to judge. They get to be the people that decide this was wrong, and you shall be doomed until the end of your days for whatever you did.
Until the netizens are satisfied with whatever, with God knows what, if they are ever satisfied.
Yeah. And why is it that it seems like netizens are always just the people that seem to be angry?
Yeah. They are this loud, ugly, like, I don't know their faces, but they are definitely ugly on the inside. Ugly on the inside group of people that just give themselves the power to go and comment about and make opinions and judge this and that. I mean, sure, if some scandals are bad, like violence and whatever, and these need to be pinpointed to some extent, especially for public figures. It doesn't only happen in K-pop. Usually public figures have to sustain a certain image, whether you like it or not. But on the other hand, like, these netizens are fighting fire with fire the bad way. Yes. Right? So they are literally now, because it's all about bullying in my head, because these are the recent scandals, they are bullying the supposed to be bullies. I mean, what are you doing, man? Following your own terms, you should also be judged by me. Yeah. The upper netizen.
Yeah. I'm completely judging these netizens because they're
all... I'm also judging these netizens. I am completely against bullying. And if any of these idols bullied, I hope that they did nothing bad.
Yeah, well, like, also, I hope that they're going to change
their ways. They're going to change, and then they're going to learn from their mistakes, and they're going to, I don't know, participate in anti-bullying campaigns. That's how you do it. You don't just, because you were a bully, you sit in your corner of shame and stay there for your whole life.
Yeah, actually, no, I would like it if, anything. Yeah, I actually better. Would like it if one of these would just maybe say, okay, I'm sorry, I acted like an ass during my school days, and I became aware of it now, and I feel so sorry and ashamed of myself, but I shall do my part from now on, and maybe go and,
like, help the Blue Tree Foundation.
Yeah, for example, or like donate also money go to random schools sometimes and then like advocate for.
Exactly.
Like, this is what I did, and I don't want anyone else to follow what I did because it is just a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, all of the consequences that these netizens are usually asking for, that's the problem. They are asking, they are pinpointing bad things. Sometimes they are really bad things, sometimes they are not, but they are pinpointing stuff. But just like you said, just for the sake of pointing fingers, yeah, he did that, he did that. This is like kindergarten all over again. Nobody is saying, okay, why half of the country is bullies or is being bullied? Why, like, what can we do so that the next generation is not gonna have as much suicide due to online hate comments, for example? Yes. Like, all these kind of things.
I think it's a whole bunch. Usually it's a whole bunch of people pointing fingers and being angry. But it's never like, I never get any like people saying, okay, this is what happened and this needs to be changed. What can we do to change it to the better? Like, I don't get any solutions. I just get, this person is an ass. I hate this person.
The end. And please, this person should go home and sit down in their corner and be jobless and cry and be and repent and be shameful for the rest of their life.
Doesn't matter. Because they don't get even the chance to do that, because in netizens' opinion, usually just remove that member from the group forever.
Yeah, that's what I meant. To go in your corner and repent for your entire life. But that is absolutely not a solution. That is segregation of people that need to be changed. Like, these kind of, like, when you send, basically when you're trying to correct somebody's behavior, like, you don't just take a bully or somebody who did something bad. What is the opposite of victim? I can't think of the word right now, but somebody who did something bad, you don't just, there are only special cases where you have to isolate that case. In normal cases, you have to correct the behavior of that person and teach them stuff and re-educate them so that they can be part of the, like, I'm losing all my
society
English, man. Like, a useful member of the society again, not just sitting there. What are we gonna have half of the world sitting in their corner being ashamed of what they are doing, and half of them is gonna turn crazy psycho or what?
Especially, what are we supposed to do with them? According to the netizens,
they just sit there and they live with my tax money or what?
Yeah, the netizens demand usually idols to be removed from a group, and then I think. So what? No one in this world gets a second chance or gets a chance to be sorry and redeem themselves or change their behavior and maybe even bring something good. So, for example, you have the like Stray Kids, Hyunjin, for example. So Stray Kids is right now getting a big group, I think. I mean, they're still fairly new. So I'm expecting them to actually go big. That means they have a big impact. So if now, for example, you have someone like Hyunjin, I don't know if he bullied or not. Like, I cannot, I don't know it. But let's say he did, then he could really go and speak out against it. And he could maybe make an impact on a lot of young people.
He would definitely make an impact on a lot of people. Definitely.
And wouldn't that be better than just like kick him out of the group and then the netizens are satisfied because we removed these 10 idols from their jobs and
now
bullying
doesn't exist anymore. We don't have these black ducklings in the group, you know, like the ugly duckling. We don't have this ugly duckling in the group. It's hidden somewhere. We only look at the pretty stuff, and the ugly, we put it aside and we don't fix it. That is...
That is
what's wrong with the world.
And that's how we fixed bullying. No one is bullied anymore because we removed the idols that bullied. Yes.
And now everybody is scared of being a removed idol or what?
Yeah, you know, they are scaring kids into doing something bad because everyone in Korea, every kid in Korea wants to become an idol. And now if they know that they cannot exist in a K-pop group if they bullied before, they cannot be bullies.
And actually, if you but you said something that my brain really like jumped on it right away. That's why I kind of spaced out, because I thought, wow, yeah, it's really interesting. Like you said, they are scaring the people, and that's the bad thing. You should not be teaching these things, this behavior and this like behavioral education and stuff like that. You should not be teaching it through fear. You should not be scaring the bully, because you are a bully if you're scaring the bully. You should explain to the bully what happens and the consequences, and then maybe you should give them a taste of their own whatever the expression is. I'm losing all my English tonight. I don't know anyone's happening.
Medicine?
Yeah, thank you very much. A taste of their own medicine by bitch slapping them in the face once, for example, or something. But that's not the solution. You should not like segregate them in a corner, throw them in a corner, or scare them. You should explain to them, because most of these people are kids that are growing and they have the brains to understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Just, they need somebody to get through to them.
Yes. And I think, these issues, many things are really issues by society. So if no one ever told the bully that they are actually, what they are doing is bullying, then how are they supposed to learn? If you never tell your kid that what you're doing is bad, then how is your kid supposed to know that this is bad?
That's probably what happened with the G-Idol girl. She probably didn't even know what she was doing. That's why now she has no memory of it, because for her it was just another Tuesday.
Yep, for the victim, it was
a normal
school life.
Yeah, exactly. But for the victim who, I don't know, was bullied for some reason, that's a traumatizing experience that she's remembered. And I'm really sorry for the victim. I am not... saying that bullying is correct. No, absolutely not. I'm just saying that they need to find solutions instead of, and not just stop at, okay, we're fishing out the bullies out of the idols. What about the bullies in politics, huh? What about the bullies in heads of all the CEOs in your
and
economy?
And then actually, what about the bullies in normal life? And I'm pretty sure the bullies in normal life are billion more than the ones within the idols.
No, but if we're fishing public figures now, then fish them all. Take half of the...
Yeah, but that doesn't help, like, the big numbers
that
to go down. It doesn't help anything.
It doesn't help at all. Yeah.
So you should better go and try to find a proper solution, and really better turn these idols into, like, someone that can make an impact now after they learned what they did is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe there are some
make them take mandatory seminars. Like, public, what is it? Are these called public services? Like, I don't know. I can't speak it. You know, when people, instead of going to jail, they do these kind of things like cleaning and stuff like that, and remodeling and stuff like that for free.
Social
Whatever.
Work?
It doesn't matter. Make them do these kind of things. Make them attend mandatory seminars. They're going to hate their lives for having to attend mandatory seminars because it's gonna, like, whatever. But punish them like that. Make them attend mandatory seminars. Make them give mandatory seminars. Make them donate, like, not make them donate, but make them show proof of, like, that they are contributing to make the next generation better, but by either donating to some foundations or creating your own foundation, starting your own foundation, or having a campaign with a foundation for a while or something like this. That is how you should be using these idols, basically. Yep. Use them like that.
That's, yes. Yes.
And this, and we keep talking about the bullying, but actually this...
This concerns actually many topics that happen, like many scandals. It's just because the bullying is now...
Fresh
and happening.
In any case, no matter the scandal, the netizens should learn to shut it and chill.
Yes, I just feel like, what the hell? Like, why are people in this world using the internet and then they are reading news or whatever, and many of these news don't even concern them, but still they find the time to go there and say, I hate this person. The person is ugly.
Right. You actually looked for the person. If the person is ugly, look the other way, man. Look at somebody pretty.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's really tiring how people need to bring down everyone. It feels like people in this world are so jealous of everyone that is successful that they go and just bring them down because they can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you don't like this person because they did something, whatever, you don't agree with them. I mean, okay, you cannot, like, shut up about everything. I mean, there are topics that need to be discussed and that need to be spoken about, but also, I think, in a productive way. And this is not a productive way today.
The netizens need to use their power in a productive way.
Yes. Actually. So if you'd ask me, first, I hate the word netizen and I want it to be banned, but these netizens, really, they should learn to, like, do productive criticism instead of just...
Because they have a lot of power. These
yes, days. They in just of they just pointing so fingers strong. And just hating without anything being solved. So also out there to all these news sources, man, if you're already bringing up all of these news about scandals, then please maybe also inform people how they could fix stuff or how they could help to make stuff better.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just saying, shocker, this idol did that.
Yeah, the news platforms, oh my God, that's it. This person did this, this person did that, this person did this, this person did that, whether it's good or bad, this group did this, this group did that. But nobody tells you about the Blue Foundation, the Blue Tree Foundation, for example.
Yeah.
Go look at all of these K-pop news outlets. How many of them is actually saying, okay, if you're against this, there is this foundation that you want to, that you could support. And go to calculate the number of of articles about all these bullying discussions that I'm being spammed about versus the number of news articles that tell you what you can do to actually make a change.
Yeah, or that even give you like some proper insight, like why is this even a topic? Why do you even hear about this? And what is the deeper problem behind it? Because, like I said, the bullying didn't start with these 10 idols. For sure not. It already started many, 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 many years ago. So, these articles are just so... and the netizens... netizens. Blah, the word. Okay. I think that's my conclusion.
They were quite angry.
Yes.
Actually, I wasn't that angry, but you got me all worked up.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, but it's just really already when I see an article that is called Netizens Are Enraged About. Netizens, netizens are enraged about that Songmin got married.
Oh, yeah. No, you cannot start this after we have been recording for 25 minutes. That's going to make me go for another 2 hour recording.
And you know why netizens are enraged back then? Because he went to the army before he... No, he went... He first
He
got
got married
married and
before.
then went to the army. And then how dare he leave his wife for,
Abandon his poor darling.
yes, abandon his wife for 1.5 years or 2 years,
That
whatever.
agreed to marry him, but now they have all the netizens that are worrying about her. Man, she didn't worry about herself. What's your problem?
Yes.
No, no, no. Ander, let's not start this.
But I think netizens should learn to just, on some
Shut it
matters that
sometime.
don't concern them, just shush.
And on that note, we head to the next segment. Last segment, hit me. After an enraged...
we never do that.
Oh, yeah. Anyways,
yes.
After an episode full of anger, or at least the last segment was quite full of anger, we wanted to lighten the mood a bit and talk about happy songs.
Yes.
So we want to ask you, what are your happy K-pop songs? If you have one or several happy K-pop songs.
Yeah, maybe a
please.
Song that when you hear it, you suddenly have to party because it's your happy song. Or maybe if you're
yeah.
sad and you need something happy, that's the song that you turn on.
Yes.
These kind of
so
songs.
So what is your happy K-pop song?
Mine is a song called Baby Goodnight by B1A4. And for the record, I have a lot of B1A4 songs in my playlist, and they're all happy songs to me.
Yes, you couldn't decide.
Yes,
actually.
But Baby Goodnight, it shall be. It's my reason. It came back, and it's very old already, but it came back, and I'm still partying to it. It's still my happy
yes.
song.
Yeah.
So, and what is it for you?
Kaching, kaching.
Does this even qualify as K-pop song?
Yeah, they have a Korean version of it. It's Kaching by EXO-CBX. Oh man, I was going to say Chanyeol, poor Chen.
Poor Chen. Yeah, shame.
EXO Chen, Baekhyun Schumann, EXO-CBX. I think, well, I love CBX in general, anyways, probably a bit more than EXO themselves. But
why?
But
because the attention that is put on Schumann is. Way
yeah,
higher
because Schumann
in
gets
EXO
way more
CBX
parts
than
in
EXO?
CBX than in EXO total. I get way more Schumann
gotcha.
Camera time, okay? You didn't have to out me out in public like that.
Of course I do.
Anyways, so the song is called Kaching, and it's very fun, and
yes.
Yeah, it makes me really party, and it makes me very happy. But it's a Japanese version, it's a Japanese song, but they have a Korean version of it, but I only listen to the Japanese version.
Yes, but it's very
but it's,
fun.
It has Korean version, and it's by Korean people, so it qualifies as K-pop, okay?
Okay.
My happy...
I agreed, it qualifies.
Thank you.
Completely.
Thank you.
So these are our happy songs. Please let us know your happy songs. Hit us.
Yes. And with this, we have reached the end of the episode.
Yep.
Thank you for listening all the way until the end. And you hear from us next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.